Hey, hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com.
Hello, Sister Saints.
And Brother James here, too. The other day, a good topic came up for an audio for us all to learn from.
Wait, Sister Debbie, I have a question.
Yeah. What?
Did you enjoy our day out in the streets witnessing today?
Yes, I did. It was so amazing. We got to hand out so many gospel cards. I can't even count them.
We talked to a group of teenagers.
Yeah.
We talked to some older people. We had tons of good witnessing. It was awesome. I just wanted to ask you that.
Yeah, thank you. That was awesome.
And where are we going this weekend?
There is a so-called professed Christian music fest.
Can't wait to go there and shine the light.
Yeah, a couple days of it.
Yeah.
Lord willing, if it all works out, let's see how that goes. But yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Amen.
The other ones that we've been at have been very fruitful in witnessing. So
amen.
Let's see where that goes.
Back to our topic.
Yeah, the topic at hand. Brother James was talking to a brother the other day, and he happened to mention in 1 Peter 3 how the word merely in some of the translations out there change the whole meaning and context of what is being taught for women and adornment. And so what I wanted to do is I was going to read 1 Timothy 2:9 and 1 Peter 3:3, which are both like parallel verses, same teaching to each other. 1 Timothy 2:9, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. And the similar verse to that would be 1 Peter 3:3. They're both echoing one another. Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and the wearing of gold or putting on apparel. So as we see this, these are commands that we're not to be adorning our outsides, but it's the inner man. It's the inner of the workings of the Holy Spirit that is supposed to be our adornment as godly women. But let me just read out of the New King James Version, 1 Peter 3:3. Now listen closely to this and see if you can pick out a word that changes the whole meaning of it. Do not let your adornment be merely outward arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. So you see, sisters, that word merely changes it. It makes it like you can adorn your outside. So if that's true, then Peter is going against Paul.
Right.
And we've got controversial scriptures there. And I asked Brother James if he wanted to talk a little bit about some of the words and stuff.
Yeah, I like the title that you're using. Don't read God's word, or don't merely read God's word, but study it. So when you study the word of God, it's really important that you, we can trust the word of God, but some of these translations take way too much liberty in the words they use. So let me give you an example. 1 Timothy 2:9, Sister Debbie just read that where it says modest apparel. This is a terrible translation. It really means neat and orderly robes if you look at the Greek. So the terrible translation there, that word merely is an added word. It's italicized, it's added. So that's a word they actually added into the transcripts. It wasn't there. So that's not accurate. Let's look at another one. Acts 12, they in King James, they add the word Easter. And it should be the word Passover. In every other place it's translated Passover, they add the word Easter to give the appearance that they were keeping pagan Easter back then. It's not true. It was the Passover. And then one more, the word church. Wherever you see the word church translated in the New Testament in the King James Bible, it's a really bad translation. In the Greek, it's ekklesia. It means called out ones, the assembly of called out ones. Church means like a religious building or religious organization. So here's the point. Whenever you read something and you see a scripture that's has very key words in it, like where it talks about modest apparel, or when it talks about adornment, or the word church, or the word Easter, look into it a little bit, and we can help you do that. And sometimes you'll see, if you look at the Greek, the correct English, better translations, and multiple words used will also give you the better meaning. And then also look and see, hey, was this word added in there by some translators? And let me assure you, God's word is true and accurate if you study it and rightly divide it. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, rightly divide. That means cut it straight. If you rightly divide it, it's accurate. None of this changes the gospel or changes a major doctrine, but it does change how we read it as merely adorning. No, we don't adorn at all. We're not a church. No, we don't practice Easter. So just think about that. And as you study the Word of God, make sure that you're being a Berean. You're testing all things, looking at the Greek, making sure that they had not the bad translation of adding of certain words. And as you do that, what you're doing is sharpening your sword. And you might say, wow, that makes me lose faith in the Word of God. Actually, the opposite is true. If you study the Word of God, the translation you have, which I recommend, a King James, New King James, forget these newer translations like NIV, The Message, they're terrible, throw them out. But as you study God's Word, as you overcome these minor obstacles, and they're minor, all the thousands of words in God's in the Scriptures are totally accurate. There's a few places we need to help it with better translated words. It will actually encourage you how accurate God's Word really is. It's done that right. For us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we encourage you to be a Berean. Study closely. Don't just read. Study the Word of God. Rightly divide it, look at the Greek words, and make sure that you're getting the full proper meaning. And use other scripture verses.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Yep, to help you interpret God's Word. And you'll see, we're not supposed to adorn ourselves. We don't keep Easter and things like that. I hope that makes sense.
Right, yeah. That's awesome. Thanks
yeah.
for explaining
so,
that.
So good study habits, being a Berean and being diligent. And that's what I always tell people. Read the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. If you meditate on a scripture verse, the Holy Spirit will illuminate where you should focus on. He will. And then study it. So read it, study it, meditate on it, understand it, know what it means, and then obey it.
Right.
How many people do we meet that just read it, Sister Debbie?
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah. So
that claims Christ. Yeah.
If you use that formula, read, study, meditate on, rightly divide it, and then obey it, you will go a long way in your Christian faith, and you will not be deceived.
Right, and the whole picture comes together.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. So that's a good example that you brought up merely using some of those other examples too. And again, God's Word is accurate if you use a good translation. It's not going to change the gospel. It doesn't change who Jesus is. It doesn't change any of the commandments in general. Some of them, though, do end up getting altered by these, I'm just going to say it, perverted words, perverted corruptions, or adding. And doesn't Revelation say something about do not add or take away from my word?
Yeah.
Some of the translations are taking out the word homosexual. They're taking out the word sin. We must be very, very careful. The manuscripts of God's Word for the New Testament, 24,000 of them, are accurate. We can rebuild the New Testament from them. Go to the original Greek and the Hebrew, study it, rightly divide it, and you will do well.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. I was going to, let's see, I think you referenced, did you reference 2 Timothy 2:15?
Yeah, 2:15.
Yep, so I just wanted to read that because I thought it would be good for us to ponder that deeply. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yeah, and I like to teach people that word divide, it's a word, a Greek word that starts with ortho. And when you think of ortho, what do you think of the world? Orthodontics, they straighten people's teeth. We got to cut straight and make the word and the truth straight and not let bad translations, bad doctrine stumble us. Cut the word straight, and you can do that by walking in the Holy Spirit. He will teach you all things. John 14 tells us that.
He will. Yes, absolutely. Praise God. God's not a liar.
He is not. Amen.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thanks for helping out with that.
Yeah, I hope that's been helpful to you sisters.
Yeah.
Hope you have a glorious day.
All right, we love you all. May God be praised.